I'm Paul Jarzembowski. I work at the USCCB, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. I am the Assistant Director for Laity, Marriage, Family Life, and Youth. My particular ministry is with youth and young adult ministries. The new directory for catechesis is incredibly rich. I really believe it as the natural successor and complement to a lot of the stuff that has come before what Pope Francis has written, Evangelii Gaudium, that he wrote in 2013, Amoris Laetitia, Christus Vivit, which he released in 2019. These documents, which have really been the centerpiece of Pope Francis's papacy, the Directory for Catechesis, I believe, is a natural flow from that. And anyone working with youth or young adults has been paying very close attention to the words of Pope Francis lately. Christus Vivit for us has been an incredible landmark document for us. So if my thought is if you like Christus Vivit, if you find what Pope Francis says there to captivate and inspire you, then the Directory of Catechesis is really a follow-up from that. It's taking it that next step and saying, okay, so how does this work in our catechetical and evangelization settings, in our parishes, in our dioceses? So I think that's one reason why I think anyone working with youth and young adults should certainly be aware of this and I would say read it cover to cover, because there's so much rich stuff in this thing. You know, one of the aspects of it that it says is it speaks about one of the central tasks of evangelization and catechesis with young people is showing that the response to the lofty vocation to holiness is a filial way of life that is capable of bringing every situation back to the way of truth and happiness that is Christ. That's one of the passages. The 83rd paragraph of the directory says that. And I'm kind of drawn to that word. First of all, the showing the response to the lofty vocation of holiness. That's our work, is to show young people that that they have, number one, a vocation to holiness. And that is something that Christus Vivit has laid out. That is something that Pope Francis, through many of his works, has laid out, that the vocation to the call of holiness is really our grounding. And then it kind of says, it brings it back to that every situation that they experience goes back to the way of truth and happiness that is Christ. So that word happiness, the other word for it, of course, is blessed. And that brings us to the thought about the Beatitudes, which Pope Francis talks about, that he says that what we're ultimately doing with young people is helping them understand that the Beatitudes are like their identity card. And whenever I think of young people in the Beatitudes, my mind goes to one of the patron saints of youth and young adults, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, who was an Italian young person who lived in the early 20th century. And Pope John Paul II called him in his beatification ceremony the man of the Beatitudes, and really set him up as an example for young people to follow. So in a sense, when I hear the directory say that we have to show people the lofty vocation to holiness that brings every situation back to the way of truth and happiness that is Christ, I cannot stop to think about that really we're calling young people to almost model their patron, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. One of the other aspects of the directory that I find really compelling for ministry leaders working with youth and young adults is this passage from paragraph 252. He says basically that our ministry with young people must be, first of all, a humanizing and missionary outreach with new styles and strategies that enable the church to become more flexible with this pastoral style. So those are a couple phrases that the directory kind of gives us. I'm drawn to the phrase, it must be a humanizing and missionary outreach. Humanizing and missionary. And one of the things we've learned through Christus Vivit is that our ministry has a twofold work with young people. It has to be pastoral, but also vocational. So humanizing and missionary. In the pastoral sense of things, it's helping young people, guide young people along those crises they're facing, to walk with them in their struggle, to be pastoral, to understand their experience, to listen to them, to be patient with them, to accompany them. That's what youth and young adult ministries are all about. And then also missionary, because ultimately the goal that Pope Francis has laid out for us in Christus Vivit and so many other documents is that our ministry with youth and young adults has to set them up as protagonists in our church, in our world, that they have to kind of step into their mission to change the world, to serve the world. That's what we do in ministry with young people. And so in a way, catechesis and evangelization with young people has to be missionary. It has to set young people up to respond to that vocation, that mission to serve the world in whatever way they're called to do that. And so again, the directory kind of gives us a little bit more depth as to what that means and what do we mean by missionary. So that's another incredibly great connection for those of us working with young people, and how the directory really complements what we've been saying. When we look at the directory for catechesis, there's a particular section in the document, chapter 8, that kind of talks about the different stages of life that young people are going through. So those people who work with youth and young adults might particularly be drawn to that chapter. I would encourage, if you work with that ministry, to read the entirety of chapter 8 that talks about the specific situations that are engaging different populations, different ages, different developmental levels of where people are at. I'll confess, one of the things that when I was reading it, they use many different terms to describe young people. It talks about adolescence and pre-adolescence. It talks about youth. It talks about teenagers. It talks about young people. It talks about young adults. So there's a lot of phrases in there that sometimes get, we read those. And, you know, so part of one of the reasons why I say to read the entirety is because they interuse those words and those words, it's important because the situation of what defines youth and young adulthood and adulthood, and even before youth, childhood, what really defines is one thing the directory does say in paragraph 245, there are no clear boundaries and the approaches typical of each culture will play a decision role. In articulating these ministries, taking into account the situations in different countries. So it reminds us that our situation with young people in the United States perhaps might be different than the situation when it talks about young people that in different parts of the world, Europe, Africa, Latin America, Asia. The situation with young people is going to be very distinct. And even further, one thing that I think we should keep in mind when reading this is that every young person, their reality is distinct from every other young person. So we cannot make a one-size-fits-all approach to this. Even in the United States, where a young person is along their developmental journey will be different between one part of the country and another, one culture and another, one experience of faith, their family background. These things are all important to keep in mind. So keeping in mind that the directory says there are no clear boundaries and approaches typical for young people, I think we have to keep that in mind because otherwise we'll try to put on something that we know is not going to be developmentally appropriate, culturally appropriate, linguistically appropriate, whatever it might be for the particular young person's situation that they're experiencing. So the directory does call for an individualized approach, which again is something that we find in Christus Vivit. It is something that we find in Evangelii Gaudium. It is something we find in Amoris Laetitia. Pope Francis has reminded us that the individual one-by-one accompaniment is such an integral part of our work. And so the directory complements that quite a bit. When you also read through the directory, for those who work with young adults, continue reading through the adult section, because the adult section, much of the conversation is how do you enter into adulthood? And those who work with youth and children should also read the adult section, because ultimately, again, going back to that humanizing but missionary approach that we have with catechesis with young people that the directory sets out, what is that mission? Where are we pointing young people towards? Are we pointing them just to learn more, or are we pointing them ultimately to their vocation and mission to the world? So looking at the trajectory of how the catechetical guide here describes this journey that young people are on. I also love the fact that that it speaks of synodality. It speaks of the journey that a young person is on and that we are on with them. From the family, which is where its origins are, it spends time reading about the family is an important and integral part of the directory, because the family is where young people are formed. It's where this is the first place of accompaniment, according to Christus Vivit. The realities of a family and how they work with a young person, I think are very important, because a young person starts with a family. That's where their identity is met. And then they form their own family as they enter into young adulthood. And they build on their own experiences of the past. So understanding how the family intersects with a person throughout their lives, how they gravitate to different relationships throughout their lives. These are all things that the Directory for Catechesis explains are important aspects to realize in evangelizing and catechizing young people, that keeping in mind the relationships that they have. So for a youth or young adult minister, keeping that close to mind and reading through it is going to be very helpful. So finally, one of the things that is very important about this document that many people who work in youth and young adult ministries have been aware of for many years is that catechesis and evangelization with youth or young adults can take place wherever the young person is. It really speaks of a church that goes forth and goes forth into those environments where young people are present. The Directory for Catechesis speaks about, it says, in terms of the places and occasions for catechesis, it talks about the parish community, that is important, but also movements and associations. So apostolates and apostolic movements, settings such as universities, cultural communities, even recreation, that catechesis and evangelization can take place in sports and music and entertainment and nature. It speaks about World Youth Day and those pilgrimage experiences, about people going forth and learning from, in these encounters on the way, on the road. It talks about the digital space. So in the later part of the document, maybe around 259, or 359, 360, 361, the rise of the digital culture is, and that the digital space is also a space, an environment. It talks about the relationship of faith and science in paragraph 357. It speaks of those settings where conversations about, the relationship of faith and science, when young people ask those hard questions, where do we go for conversations? So, and those conversations don't always take place in a classroom setting. They take place in the home. They take place over a meal. They take place at the dinner table. They take place, wherever we find young people as they wrestle with these things. So it asks us also to go to social media, to be in that environment as well. So there's many different aspects. Again, in paragraph 370, the phrase to me that comes out is the call to respond to the uniqueness of each person. It's critical to this ministry. The uniqueness of each person is such an important point for those working with youth and young adults. Christus Vivit 71 said, that youth and young adulthood is not something to be analyzed in the abstract. Indeed, youth and young adulthood does not exist. There exists only young people or a young person, each with the reality of his or her own life. So the challenge for us is in that uniqueness of each person, is to find where they are. Where are they on the road? Where are they in their journey? And to catechize and to evangelize, but ultimately to accompany. And that's the big part of this that, again, we've come to love, is that catechesis and evangelization are all part of accompaniment. It's all part of the journey. And where we accompany young people is we go to meet them there. It is the church that goes forth, just like Evangelii Gaudium has reminded us that we are a church that goes forth, and our catechesis and our evangelization goes with us along the way as we accompany that young person. So again, the Directory for Catechesis is incredibly valuable for us. It's rich. It has a lot of content that you'll find personally enriching. If you are a person who considers themselves a catechist, if you consider yourself a minister, if you consider yourself simply one who accompanies you, this is all together. The Directory for Catechesis is for you, because that title of catechist is really the one who accompanies, and all of us can accompany young people. So all of us are called to be evangelizers. All of us are called to be catechists. Even if we don't use that formal term, we are all called to do that. And that is the beauty of this document. So read it cover to cover, put it in your collection along with Christus Vivit, keep it with you at all times, pray with it, let it sink into your heart and your soul, and then you can ultimately find your way living it in your lived experience. So God bless you on that journey, and please know that I'll be praying for you as you continue to find the richness of it all.